Howard.
Jerome, how are you this morning?
If I got any better, I'd have to be twins. So yeah,
That's fantastic. Oh
Howard said
man,
he had it on his side.
yeah, that's okay, no worries. I'm sure Hal will pull it up. He'll just put it up on his screen, and then whenever you say click, he'll click, so we'll be good to go. I was literally just talking to him about 7 minutes ago. We're working through some things, right? I had a phone call this morning with one of our folks that had some questions, some technical questions. I was jumping on there, one of our members, and helping them out. And so 7 minutes ago, we're talking with Howard and coming up with some ideas. And then he's like, "Chief, just make sure that everybody's good to go. Dr. Roman's good, right?" And I was like, "Man, I bet you Sherry's on there and she's rocking with everybody already." And then Howard just laughed for a bit. He's like, "Okay, cool. I'll be right there." And then I said, "Man, we got 7 minutes. You know how many things we can accomplish in 7 minutes? Goodness gracious, we can take over the world in 7 minutes." So, joking aside, let's start this the right way, everybody. Please type it in and let us know your wins over the last 7 days. And I'm hoping that some of y'all that were there at the conference last week, you're going to give us some good stuff that you got out of that conference. I want to make sure that we start off with some folks that were at the conference. I want to hear some of your biggest takeaways while you were there. And we're going to go ahead and hit on mute and just do this the right way and just hear each other. So let's see. Pulling up the chat bar, make sure we're good. Mindy, are you going to share your win? I see you.
Yes, I'll type it in. Am I sharing it or typing it?
Nah, take it away. Might as well say it out loud.
I think the conference was amazing. I have 18 pages of notes. At the end, I sat down by myself and I went through and made a little checklist off of each page. It was amazing. Dr. Rome, you brought it. Man, your energy was so cool. It was so good. Of course, the eye loves the energy. It was just so much fun. I was telling my father and my husband both that I wish they were in the room for Dr. Rome because it would have been funny to my husband would be on the seaside and he could hear it. So it would have been next time they're coming.
That is fantastic. That is awesome, Mindy. Praise God that you got that out of it. And it's always going to help us to improve communication so that we can connect better. That is awesome. Sherry, do you want to share?
Sure. I was just looking through all the memes I made for my staff and so many really cool things. And hopefully you guys do that. I can't tell you how much of a difference it makes when you're at a conference if you somehow figure out how to tie your team to the conference with you, giving them takeaways or hey, here's what I just learned, or be excited about this and so on. The way that they receive us coming back from the conference is totally different. So if you get a chance to do that, really, really jump in. So I definitely want to chime in on the old Dr. Rome. Oh, did I just say the old Dr. Rome?
No,
I'm
you said
sure.
OL, right? The OL. There was no D at the end of that.
Amazing, amazing. And just when you think you've heard everything as many times as you could hear it, you hear it again, and it's almost like you're hearing it for the first time. So thank you, Dr. Rome, for just being such a consummate professional and showing us how we can always get more information out of the information that we know. And sometimes being refreshed on the things we think we really know is really, really helpful. So big, huge takeaways. Obviously, the disc information was great. I really appreciated the environment that we got to be in over the past couple of days with the, having it at Howard's Church. It was just a really, really good feeling. And the energy was high the entire time, but the marketing content, the content on how to shift your marketing, how to really harness the power of marketing was so powerful and got tons and tons of takeaways. So it was excellent.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. I love it, right? Andy, are you going to share next? But you're muted. I saw you talking earlier. I was like, okay, try it again.
You're talking about me, Andy?
Now you're
Yeah.
good. Perfect. Take it away. Give us your biggest takeaway from last week.
Oh, there were so many. So one that actually applied, we're doing, of course, I love the AI stuff. That was really awesome to hear what everyone's doing. And I actually put it to a test. I had a call with a client via, and he was a high D. He wants a caricature made. And so I asked the ChatGPT to give me 5 questions to ask the ID on the disk profile, because I knew he was going to be limited on time, but he actually made more time for the call, and it wound up saving time and wound up closing a sale on it. But anyway, the AI world is interesting, but the personal touch, everything that we learned about Giftology, you know, being surveillance, looking for ways to impact those in our circle, those that, you know, are referral partners, et cetera. And just being immersed, I call it immersion, you know, that 3 days, you know, you got to get away from the, you know, the routine and, you know, just the divine connections and divine conversations, all the speakers, just everything was, you know, well put together. The subconscious part you did was amazing. Santi, because you talked a lot about gratitude, and a lot of times we take for granted all the good stuff going on in our life. You know, that's why I'm glad we do the wins every time. You know, yes. Take an assessment every day. You know what? Good health, good family, things are working, bills paid, you know, opportunities galore, et cetera. Then, you know what? Once you're in that place of gratitude, you know, you can go hit it, as opposed to, you know, not taking account of those things and just kind of being in the drudgery, so to speak.
Yes, man, that's awesome, Andy. Thank you for sharing, and praise God. I love it. Steve, I see you there, Steve. I know you're dying to share, so take it away, Steve. Oh, wait, you're muted. Let's see, going there once. We go. Take it away. Give us your takeaway.
All right, I'm new. I'm still learning here. Well, biggest takeaways was I was blown away with the disc. And so I'm an eye, I guess, and I'm still new. But biggest takeaway, I'm learning about that. AI is a big deal. I'm already showing people around there. I've uploaded the app on my phone, and I'm all excited about that. I'm showing anybody I can show and learning how to use it. But the biggest thing is how it's infiltrating my company. So I have my meeting this morning, and I just let it rip. So I let the eye out, and by the end of the meeting, I think I had people said, that's a group of about 6 guys in there, and one guy said, hey, we're ready to go to war now. So that was... that's all because of the group. So the biggest
man, that's awesome, Steve.
Yeah, praise start God. Implement it, and I'm ready. So
this is you good. Let that eye of influence out. That is fantastic, Steve. Yeah. That is awesome. I love it. Thank you for sharing, man. Isn't that so cool?
Yes.
We're ready to go to war. How many of you would love your team members to say that after a meeting? That's what I'm talking about. That is awesome, Steve. Man, and without further ado, I don't think we can top that one. So let's pass it on to Howard. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, everybody. How we doing this morning?
We're doing phenomenal. It's only getting better now. Yes.
Phenomenal.
Listen, that conference was over the top. Was it?
Or was it? No.
Unbelievable. The love in that room, the learning in that room, the laughter in that room. I mean, wow. And of course, we had none other than Dr. Robert Rome, who was the star. I want to show something before I get my PowerPoints up and we start the teaching process. I also want anybody on here to know if you are new to us, that more than anything else, this group here is a community. And we are a community. We support one another. We encourage one another. We help one another be accountable. If you've ever gone through my, you know, frameworks, business frameworks, you know that the 4 keys to implementation, that's the reason the inner circle exists, is number 1, inspiration, stay around winners. Number 2, organization, use your planners. Number 3 is training, get on the website, get on the training and learn those proven systems. And then the final one is community. You know, the thing that's going to make the most difference in your life, the thing that's made the most difference in my life is having coaches and mentors in my life. The challenge is that there's 5 areas of business, there's 7 areas of life. So what are you going to do? You're going to have 12 coaches if that's what it takes. How big is your dream? How important is your dream, right? Typically, we're strong in some of the areas. Let's just call it half. Let's say seven. So what I need, seven coaches, if that's what it takes. But the beauty of the inner circle is we not only have other people who are on the same journey and people who are farther along than us that we could learn from that have been in the system, but we also have top trainers like Dr. Robert Rome in our community. Okay. But I want to show something off. I want to show something off that just touched my heart this past week. The conference was amazing. I loved seeing every single one of you. I loved having you in the room. And then on Saturday, we had our Game Changer group. That's my top group. We sat with Alan O'Neill, who is responsible for about $240 million in revenue with their companies. Started as a single truck plumber, okay? And once we got sat down and gathered, Liz Mendetta walked in the room with this. I hope you can see it okay. Walked in the room with this. This is a box. This is a treasure box. Of course, we have our logo on the top right here. Sherry apparently had something to do with this. Brian and Liz put it together. And there's my journey from LA, Lower Alabama to Houston, Texas, with 25 cents in my pocket, the little red Mercedes, the $3,000. It's got my person, got the personal wheel and my personal development books on this side, my frameworks on this side, the business wheel and business books on this side. And then on the inside, I mean, is this the coolest thing ever? And then on the inside, there's a picture of my beautiful family. And then there is my dream beach on the bottom, with my toes in the sand. And remember I said, love, learning, and laughter. Well, on the inside, there's a little story called Cinderella that I tell sometimes. I tell the story of Cinderella backwards. You know, once upon a time, there was a beautiful girl that lived in a corn country, who lived with her muggly other and her two sad blisters. And that same corn country lived a very prancing hence who was having a bancy fall. And you know how the story goes. And then at the end of it, you know, she was supposed to be home by didmite, otherwise she would turn into a tumpkin. You can tell Dr. Rome is loving this. He's like, where did I get this from? Okay. I'll send you some old hee-haw DVDs. How about that, Chief? And then of course, the clock struck didmite and Rendercella went stirring down the rares and she slopped her dripper. And so the handsome prince, you know, this was after they lel and fub, of course. And then he searched the corn country for Ryle's Mound to try to find out who slopped their dripper. And he came to Rendercella's house, tried it on the muggly other and it fit and dit. Tried it on the two sad blisters, fit and dit. Tried it on Rendercella, fit and dit. Okay. They put every word of that in this box. This is like one of the greatest gifts I've ever gotten in my whole life. This is why I show up for you guys because y'all, the love that I've received from y'all, I can never pay back. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that. The thoughtfulness that went into this gift, the time. Incredible. Okay. All right. So let me get my slides up and I'm going to need a yes and a yes here in just a second.
It's a yes first.
Okay. Yes.
And a yes second. How's
Look at
that?
that room. Was this a phenomenal facility or what?
Yes, it
Loved
was.
it.
Y'all were
Absolutely.
probably a little worried that it was Like you had to drive there, but then you found out that was no big deal. And you might have been worried that, oh, it's going to be at a church. Well, there was a guy there that goes to a Catholic church. And he came in and he said, "Is this a church? I don't see any statues around here. There's nothing in there that says anything about being a church. You wouldn't know that you're in a church, but it's a phenomenal, phenomenal facility. So whether you like it or not, we're going to be back there, Lord willing. And the pastor's willing. So what a wonderful, wonderful facility. It was just perfect for us. And of course, there's Dr. Robert Rome on the stage. Woo, woo, woo. Woo. Okay. We're in a series. This is episode session number 5 of Phenomenal Marketing Systems. First, we went over my 7-part marketing plan, the 7 M's of marketing. Then we talked about the biggest marketing mistake of all, and that is not marketing to your past clients. We talked about positioning your company. We talked about last week, we didn't just talk about, I taught this stuff. This is a system. This is not just good information. This is a proven system. Then last week, I taught the referral relationship process that's responsible for $1 million in referrals per year. In my one company, it's responsible for the success of, other than the grace of Almighty God, the success of this company, and it will be, is becoming the reason for phenomenal success in phenomenal business coaching, which, by the way, we're scaling up this year. Now, today, oh, and just as a reminder, our definition of marketing is everything you do to attract prospects to your business. It's the networking, it's the branding, it's how you dress, it's how you speak, it's any ads that you're doing, it's everything. And what it's designed to do is to attract prospects to your business. Phenomenal marketing delivers a meaningful experience. That's called a brand experience, ladies and gentlemen. You engage people the right way. You educate them. That sets you apart. You entertain them. You serve them in meaningful, powerful, different ways. And then, of course, the phenomenal marketing system is a group of working parts that duplicates results consistently. And today, I'm going to share with you a little bit, not a lot. Dr. Rome and I have developed a whole course on this, but we're going to share the beginnings of what I call how to become a phenomenal presenter so that you can deliver your message with confidence. First of all, you have to have a good message. Secondly, you need to be able to deliver that message with confidence and in the right way, in a meaningful way that gets you the results that you need. And I want to share with you why this is so important. Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in the world, said if you can't communicate and talk to other people and get across your ideas, you're giving up your potential. Think about that word for a second, potential. I just shared with you that my friend Alan O'Neill went from a one-truck plumber to a $240 million enterprise. What I didn't tell you is that he's had 3 different exits where he made millions of dollars in every single exit. And he got to stay on as the CEO, is making stupid money after stupid money. But more importantly, in one of his exits, 21 people on his team became millionaires. What's more important than that is the difference that they have made with all the plumbers and electricians and the different technicians and team members that they have in their life. My potential, your potential, everyone's potential. We're talking about marketing here. And if you can't get your marketing message across with clarity and confidence, then you're not going to reach your potential. You're going to lose. How many of you in this Zoom room have seen a good person give a bad presentation? Man, if you go to BNI every week, you get to see it every single week. It's like, man, could I just get up and help these people with their presentation? I mean, like, if they would listen. But I know that y'all listen. That's why I have Dr. Robert Rome on the video with us, because this is a big subject, but we want to just give you the top of the waves, just the highlights of the second part of presenting with style. And we've developed an entire course on this. We're going to go deeper in the course. We'll tell you about the course later. But I wanted Dr. Rome to come on and talk to us as a person, by the way, who has spoken on five different continents to I don't know how many millions of people, and is not only one of the greatest communicators that I know, but also one of the maybe the most experienced presenters that I know. Everybody here, to grow your business, to reach your potential, you need to be able to present. Your people need to be able to present. So the good news is today, and when we launch the course, you're going to be able to put your people on it so that they can present your company better. I built my service company by going to BNI, going to Chamber, going to a Rotary group, going to all these groups. Anytime I could get in front of a group, I was the one on the stage. I positioned myself as the expert in the industry, and I learned how to present. So let's have Dr. Rome come to the front of the room and walk us
Yay.
through these six P's of presenting with style. Dr. Robert Rome. Hey, buddy.
If I understand the assignment correctly, Howard, we're just going to focus on the first one today. Is that correct?
Listen, you're the boss. You can give us an overview of all of them. You can focus just on the first one. You're the boss.
Okay, but I just want to be clear, we're going to be doing this more than once with this group, correct?
Yeah, in fact, we're going to go through all six, but the course, they're going to have to register for the course. They're going to have to sign up for the course. I'll talk about that later. But yes, we're going to go through all six of these together. Plus, I'm going to share with them my whole course. I did a whole seminar, a whole day seminar on how to become a phenomenal presenter. So you talk to us today about becoming a phenomenal presenter as we're using these six things. I know it's about a 3-day seminar to go through all six of them, but
Right.
talk to us about why you put these six together, and talk to us as the seasoned presenter that you are on how to be successful in getting our message across.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate all of you being here this morning. I don't think I'm smarter than anybody or better than anybody, but I may have a little bit more experience than some of you. And the only way to get experience is by getting experience. I think experience is the greatest teacher that was ever invented, other than apprenticeship. Apprenticeship is a great, why, what is apprenticeship? That's where you're sharing your experience with someone younger than you. America was built probably 100 years ago on the apprenticeship model. You had plumbers who had an assistant. They were called gophers. You had carpenters who had assistants. The only place I really, really see the strong legal required apprenticeship model anymore is in the medical field. Think about it. You go to school for 4 years, then you go to medical school for 4 years, then what happens? You have a 3-year apprenticeship. It's called an internship. That's where someone watches you. That's where someone says, "Wait a minute, don't do that. Let me show you how to do it." It's all based on experience. So I experience is a great teacher. My mentor passed away a couple of years ago, and he was 85. I'm 75, and so I had him in my life for at least 20 years. We would have lunch or meet I don't, at least once a week, sometimes more often, because he was ahead of me, you might say. He knew how to get to, see, I've never been 85. I'm on my way there, but I'm not there yet. I'm trying to catch Kenneth O'Neill. So I am not there yet, but I need somebody who's down the road ahead of me who can tell me, this is what you need to do. This is what you don't need to do. I give you one simple example. You can take Social Security when you're about, I think it's 62 or 65, right around that age, if you want to. Aubrey told me, don't take it. Don't take it. He said, do you need it? I said, no. He said, don't take it. He said, because it'll increase 8% every year until you're 70, I think it's 71 or 70 and a half or right around 71. Then you have to take it. But I'm 75 now. So until then, I see a lot of people, man, I'm going to jump on it when I'm 62 or I'm going to jump on it when I'm 65. Well, there are not a lot of places you can have a guaranteed 8% return. I know that's not a big number, but if you don't need it, wait. See, I didn't know that because I'd never walked down that path, but I had someone 10 years ahead of me saying, and I know there's some discussion on, well, let's do the numbers and what if you die early and blah, 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 blah. There's always difference of opinion. Someone once said, opinions are like armpits. Everybody has them and they all stink. Well, don't worry about living your life with an opinion of someone else. You got to make your mind up about what you think's best for you, your particular situation. So again, we're going to start today. There's a plethora. It's one of my favorite words, makes my mouth happy when I say plethora of information. I learned that word in graduate school on presenting with style or presenting information. If you'll notice, I guess either Howard or Santi is running the slide deck. We show six of them. And by the way, if you were at the event, you got your book, Presenting with Style. If you have that handy, you might want to take some notes in that. If you take just a minute to grab it, I'm following the Presenting with Style. I'm on page 15. Up to page 14, they're fill in the blanks. We did all of those at the event. If you don't have those fill in the blanks, I'm sure we can get them to you. But on 15 is where we start talking about there are basically six different areas of doing a presentation. Now, let me give you a couple little funny stories and background. I shared this with the leadership group on Wednesday last week. My grandson, when he was 10 years old in the fourth grade, asked me to come teach his class how to be presenters, how to be motivational speakers, how to learn to speak publicly, public speakers. And I said, sure, I'd be happy to do that. I had no idea what I was going to say. But that's another hint. That's another secret of being a good presenter. Here's what it is. Have more confidence than ability. I hope you got that. Have more confidence than ability. You might not have any ability in any area. Well, fake it till you make it. All right. You got to start somewhere. I started a Bible study in 1967. I was in my first year of college. I was trying my best to change my life. I had been wild up until about 1967, and my life was just not working. So I decided I was going to go a different route. So I started a Bible study. Y'all, I had no clue how to have a Bible study. I called the book of Job, Job. I called Psalms, Palms. I couldn't pronounce Deuteronomy. The first Bible study I ever had was out of the book of Concordance. I thought maps were part of the Bible. I mean, it was bad. It was. I hope God videoed it so I could watch it again one day. And it increased my prayer life a lot because I prayed, God, I pray nobody would come to my Bible study because I don't know how to do this. So you don't have a Bible study and pray that people won't come. Lo and behold, about five or six or seven people showed up and they started asking questions. And I learned how to lie really fast. Here's what my lying sounds like. That is a great question. We're going to cover that next week. Here's what that meant. I don't know, but I know someone who does know. My mama. So I could call her. I spent more time on the phone with my mother that year asking her questions because she was a pretty good Bible teacher. I had not listened. Here's the punchline. I had not been interested in listening until I had to teach. I promise you, you want to know who learns the most about anything? The teacher, the presenter. You want to learn how to get good at something? Start doing it. I believe my philosophies jump off the diving board into the deep end. If you don't know how to swim, you're going to learn really, really quick. Jump out of the plane without a parachute. You'll start looking for one real quickly. And I'm being a little bit ridiculous, but you get the idea. So my grandson says, come teach my class how to be speakers. I said, sure, I'll do that. I had no idea what I was going to do. I was driving there thinking to myself, what am I going to do? How am I going to teach 10-year-olds how to stand up and speak, how to be presenters, how to be public speakers? Still don't know. I walked into the class and didn't know. I hope I'm communicating with y'all. I have more confidence than ability. So I got there, and one by one, there's probably about 20 kids in the class. I went around the room and I had them say their name. They would say their name to me. I said, now, what's your name? They told me their name. Next person, a girl, a guy, a girl, a guy, all through the class. And y'all, while they were doing it, it came to me. While they were doing their my name is presentation, which is a presentation. Whenever you say, hi, my name is, you're presenting information. It came to me. I thought, I know how to do this. I figured it out. So after everybody in the class gave me their name, I said, now we're going to do that again, but this time I want you to stand up. I want you to stand up and say your name to me. Just say, hi, my name is, and then you can sit back down. Nobody was scared. Nobody was shaking. Nobody was nervous. Nobody was fearful. They just one by one, excuse me, one by one, they stood up, said, hi, my name is. After all 20 of them did that, I said, congratulations. You just took your first step in becoming a public speaker. It's standing up and saying something. Now, if you'll think about this, I know this sounds simple, but it's very deep. You can sit across the table at lunch and talk to somebody all day long and not be nervous and not be afraid and not be scared and not be intimidated. You're just having lunch with somebody, for heaven's sakes. You're just talking to somebody. That same concept is true, except when you become a public speaker, when you become a motivational speaker, when you become a presenter, now you're standing up. You go to a lunch and learn. You go to a meeting and you're the speaker. Stop being so afraid of everything. Recognize I'm just talking to other people. And instead of me sitting across the table and talking to them, I'm just standing up and talking to them. I don't know how it happened. I'm glad it never happened to me because I guess I got called on too young. My first speech I ever gave was in 1954. I was a master of ceremonies at my kindergarten graduation. I guess my kindergarten teacher says, hey, this kid likes to talk, so let's put him in a white tuxedo and put him out in front. And off I went. I didn't know I was supposed to be afraid. I enjoyed doing it. I like standing up. Now, I have stood up and spoken many, many, many times as a presenter, as a school teacher, as a coach, many, many different ways. Here's what I want to tell you. The secret, I know you're going to say, well, I'm kind of disappointed. I was expecting something really big. The secret is standing up and talking. That's it? Yeah. But what happens is when you stand up, all of a sudden, the fear kicks in because, well, now everybody's looking at me, or now everybody's listening at me, or now everybody's focused on what I have to say. Well, that's when you have to have something to say. Now, hear me well. It doesn't matter whether you're Zig Ziglar, or John Maxwell or Les Brown or Brian Tracy or W. Clement Stone or Howard Partridge or anybody else. I'm going to give you the secret to speaking in four words. Four words. You ought to write these four words down. They're the secret to being able to stand up and speak. They're the secret to being able to communicate your message. They're the secret to becoming an expert in your field. Are you ready? Here are the four words. Have something to say. Just in case you missed it, I'll repeat it. Have something to say. I'd rather hear a man say, I seen something, when he actually saw something, than to hear a man say, I saw something, and he ain't seen nothing. So what I'm trying to tell you is everybody wants to know these two things. These are the, you can take 100 courses in speaking. I think you should. I think you should practice. I think you should learn. The first, there's just two secrets to this. The first one is have something to say. I already gave you that one. Have something to say. And here's the second one. Communicate your message with passion. Communicate your message with passion. I'll give you an example. Most of y'all know the personality information that I teach because you were either at an event. And I want to say a few things to try to communicate what I'm telling you right now. I have something to say. What I have to say is the personality information is vital. It's important. I don't have to go into all this. I just want you to know this is where I'm coming from. I have 5 college degrees. Howard was wrong. I haven't been on 5 continents. I've been on 6 continents. I've been everywhere except Antarctica. Everywhere I've gone, all over the earth, the personality information lights people up. It's like, oh my goodness, this is so good. This is so true. Now, I have gotten to where I can present it in a pretty effective way, but I am only a messenger. The message is the DISC model of human behavior. Now, you have that. True, I may be able to present it better than you only because I have more experience. But that doesn't change the message. That doesn't change the fact some people are more outgoing, others are more reserved. Some are more task-oriented, some are more people-oriented. Let's draw a circle. Let's go through all that, put 4 letters in, and let me talk to you about the dominant, inspiring, supportive, and cautious style. You've seen me do that, and you've heard me talk about it. What are the two secrets? Every great presenter, every great motivational speaker, they only have 2 things about them. Number one, they have something to say. You would also call that a message. What's their main message? What? Think about it for a minute. What is it they're trying to communicate? Sure, they may have different topics, but they have a message that they try. Usually the big idea is PMA, positive mental attitude. That is a big theme among motivational speakers. But there's also John Maxwell's known for leadership. Zig Ziglar was known for primarily having a positive attitude. Charlie Jones, one of my all-time favorite speakers, was just about showing up and being involved in business and being involved in life and learning. I can still hear Charlie Jones. I mean, I can hear him in my head. He said, I hear people say, the first important thing to me is God. The second important thing to me is my family. And the third important thing to me is my business. He said, that's a bunch of nonsense. What? He said, listen, every lesson I've learned about God, I've learned from my family and from my business. Every lesson I've ever learned from my family, I've learned about God and from my business. Every learn I've ever learned about my business, I've learned from God and from my family. They're all intertwined together. Why don't you learn something from all 3 of those areas? Because they affect every area of your life. See, that, what a great message. We're all trying to segment our lives. Today, I'm going to focus on my family. That's impossible. Today, I'm going to focus on my business. Watch how your family will interfere with your business. Watch how God gets involved in everything. Oh my gosh, you can't get away from him. So you see what I'm trying to say. There are people who are known that have something to say. If you finish talking and the person next to you said, what did they say? I hope they would be able to give a big idea. And if you don't know what you're trying to say, try to figure it out. Try to figure out in one succinct, quick thought. What are you trying to say? Are you trying to sell plumbing supplies? Are you trying to get people to sign up to go on a trip to Cancun? Are you trying to get people to go to training to learn the disc model? Find out what it is you're saying and get that concept clear, and then you'll build everything else around that. I hope all of you can understand this. Remember what I said, have something to say and communicate it with passion. Now, listen carefully. I'm going to be a little bit strong here, but I'm trying to share and teach. I love all of you, but I do not care if any of you believe in the DISC model of human behavior or not. It doesn't matter to me. I believe in it. I know what it's done to my life. I know that my oldest daughter, Rachel, and I love each other. We get along with each other. We travel together. I don't even think we'd be speaking to each other if I didn't know the DISC model of human behavior. Listen carefully. I don't care what line of business you're in, unless you're working by yourself on a planet in another solar system. Raise your hand if you interact with people every day. Can I see your hands if you interact with people every day? Okay, you need the DISC model of human behavior because not everybody's wired like you. If you're a high D and you're dealing with other people, are you ready for this? If you don't understand this information, you are going to successfully chase off more business than you bring in. What? Yeah, you come across scary. You come across harsh. You come across pushy. You don't mean to. It's the way you're wired. You have to harness that. You have to learn to pause. You have to learn to, here's a big one, listen. You have to learn to be gracious. You have to learn to be kind. That doesn't come with the territory for a D. If you're a high I, you got to get focused. Why do you think we put these booklets together? They weren't for you. They're to help me stay on track. They're to help me have some kind of pattern to follow. Y'all can tell I'm all over the place. I recognize my high-I-ness. I need a plan. That's why I need to prepare. I got up early this morning and went over all this again, and I wrote it. Because I want to do good today. I want to be a blessing to you. I hope you believe what I'm teaching, but if you don't, I do. You get, that's what I'm talking about with passion. I don't know the whole story. Howard's mentioned it twice this morning about Kenneth O'Neill, about going from having a one truck plumber to selling millions of dollars in business. That did not happen because he was out playing golf. I don't know the whole thing. That didn't happen because he was in a hammock taking a nap.
Alan O'Neill. Alan, not Kenneth. Well, Kenneth isn't a plumber. He's an accountant.
Okay. Well, sorry. I see, my tongue got behind my eye teeth and I couldn't see what I was saying. Alan O'Neill. Sorry. I was wondering why Kenneth had all that money and had never told me about it.
Well, he does. That part is true. He does.
Good. Okay. Alan, is Alan on the call?
No.
Okay. Yeah. He said he's enjoying his retirement, I guess.
Big time. He has 6-day weekends.
What?
He has 6-day weekends, he said.
Six-day weekends. Okay.
1 day a week. Yeah.
All right. And I have another whole talk I do on retirement, but that's a different topic. Let me just give it to you real quick. Never retire. Never retire. Always have something to do. Why do I say that? If y'all are working toward, do y'all realize that's what happened? in the hippie generation back in the 60s? This is fascinating. Back in the 60s, all of the teenagers began to notice their parents were working toward retirement. Their parents' attitude was, one day I can quit. One day I don't have to work. One day I won't have to do anything. One day I don't have to clock in. One day I don't have to go spend 8 hours a day, 5 days a week working my job. They kind of caught on to that and said, wait a minute. You're working for 40 years, maybe 50 years, so you can get to a place that you don't have anything to do? Well, I'll just do that today. So they turned in, tuned on, and dropped out. That's how that whole culture was created. If the culture, if my goal is to do nothing, why am I going to work 50 years? I'll just quit today. There were books written on how to turn on, tune in, and drop out. That was a culture that produced Howard Partridge. You remember that?
Yeah, but finally I got my head on straight.
Yeah, but see, here's where he got off track. And we've never even had this conversation, but I know what happened. If your goal in watching adults is to work 40 or 50 years and quit, then I'm going to turn on to drugs, tune in to whatever it is I want to listen to, and drop out of society and take a whole different route. And the problem was, listen, there were books written about how to do this. Y'all want to hear one story? This is one story that, I mean, you hear these stories. Jerry Rubin was one of the, I think he's one of the Chicago Seven. He wrote a book called Steal This Book. That was the title of his book, Steal This Book. And here's what they did. They learned how to live without having any money. It's so ingenious. It's so phenomenal. It's so jacked up. It's actually evil. Here's what they would do. Two of them would go in a restaurant, but they would not sit with each other, but they would sit close to each other. One, like at McDonald's, for example. And of course, this a lot of things have changed, but they would go in a restaurant where there were servers, where there were waitresses. So the waitress would come up to one of these hippies and they would order a hamburger, French fries, and a Coke and a piece of apple pie, and they would give them a check for their meal. And then at a nearby table, one of their hippie friends would order a cup of coffee. That was 10 cents. They would get their bill for 10 cents. Then, when no one was looking, they would switch bills. Then, the hippie that had just gotten through eating a big meal would take the 10 cent bill for the cup of coffee, walk up to the counter, pay, and walk out, which was seemed perfectly legal because no one, he was paying his bill as he left. But he wasn't actually paying his bill. He's paying his friend's bill. Then about 15 minutes later, the guy who had the bill for the hamburger, French fries, Coke, and apple pie would call his waitress over and say, excuse me, what is this? All I had was a cup of coffee. And she would say, I'm so sorry. I must have given you the wrong bill. And she would rewrite it, give him the bill for 10 cents. He would pay the 10 cents and leave. Then they would go down the restaurant down the street and switch and do the same thing. Do you see how? Now, listen, here's what, here, the reason, why would I, it's a terrible story. Why would I tell you that? If they were that smart in trying how to figure out how to be dishonest, what if they put that same kind of effort in hard work? Y'all
Amen.
know the story Zig used to tell of Emanuel Ninger. The guy would counterfeit by hand $20 bills. Emanuel Ninger, he would counterfeit $20 bills. He'd do the whole $20, front and back, counterfeit. He eventually got caught. When they were going through his house and finding all of his counterfeiting equipment, they went up in his attic to look to see what was in there, and there were hundreds of paintings. The paintings were so fabulous. The paintings were so good. They all sold for high dollar amounts. Wow. The guy spent his whole life being dishonest when he had just put the same effort and energy into doing what was right. He would have been filthy rich. So here's what I'm telling you all these stories, and I'm trying to help you to see, because I'm going somewhere with all this that I've got written right here. Have something to say and communicate it with passion. Here's what I want you to know. If you don't think I believe what I'm talking about, if you don't believe a word I say, that's okay. I still love you. But do not think I don't believe it, because you'd be wrong. Think that through just for a second. I want you to know I believe what I'm talking about. I read an article that said every great person that's left their mark on this world did so because they believed in what they're talking about. Now, think with me for a second. Do you think Elvis Presley believed in music? Think Michael Jackson believed in music? Do you think the Beatles believed in music? What's interesting, and hear me well, I'm trying to capture my thought here. Even if no one else believes in what you're doing, you have to believe in it, because you have to sell your believability. Now that may be over your head, but you got to think about it.
Yeah, that's right. It's good.
See, I don't know if you believe in what Howard Partridge believes in, but I know Howard believes in it.
Amen.
And so what Howard sells is his belief in what he's doing.
Amen.
I'm selling Howard. I tried to summarize, if you were at the meeting last week, I tried to figure out what about 10 different companies sell. I told all of you the number one thing Amazon sells, if you don't know this, what does Amazon sell? Most people would say everything. No, they don't. They sell convenience.
Right.
That's what they're selling. Amazon. I didn't even ask Howard because I want to see if I got it right. I said, here's what Howard's selling. Howard's selling systems and community. And Howard said, that's pretty close. That's pretty close. He came up, he said, actually, I think there were four things that you even mentioned again this morning. But two of them were systems, business systems, and community. He's already talking. What am I selling? I'm not selling the DISC model of human behavior. I'm selling relationships. Everybody's got a Rachel in their life. Raise your hand if you have somebody in your family you love, but you just don't like them very much. I'm raising both hands, you know.
Not my immediate family, but extended family. I love everybody in my family.
That's his way to get out of not being in trouble with anybody. Y'all, it's learning. Sorry?
Did you say you're a PhD? Or you're reading me right now, my motives?
Yeah, exactly. PhD stands for piled higher and deeper, just in case no one's ever told y'all that. Learning. Listen, I have a little quote here on my desk I keep. It's right here. I got this from Brian Tracy. Now I want you to think about this. This is what we're talking about today. Sales are contingent upon the attitude of the salesman, not the attitude of the prospect.
Amen. Yes.
Now think about that for a minute. Well, they didn't buy because they weren't interested.
Right.
Well, it might have been, how did you present to them?
Thank you.
That's a big pill. The hardest pill you'll ever swallow in your life. It's this big. Is if I'm not the problem, there can be no solution.
Woo!
You know who the biggest problem I've ever met in my whole life is? Me. Okay, I can't fix anybody. I can't fix any of you, but I can fix me. God, help me to learn how to change. Help me learn how to listen. Help me to learn how to, whatever it is that I'm doing. So I mentioned the D. Sometimes they come across a little harsh. I's come across a little random. S's, you don't mean to. You come across a little weak. You come across a little soft. Well, I know you probably don't want to do business with me, and I know my product isn't very good, and I know that you probably could find a lot of other people to do this a lot better than I could. But if nothing else works out, give me a call, and I'll see if I can come. That's crazy thinking, but we all have this blind spot, you might say. So S's have to work on having a little more confidence, having two things. Number one, what is your message? What is your message? Have something to say. You know, I'm here to put on a roof. I'm the best roofer in the whole world. I've done enough roofs. I can do this in my sleep. We're going to put a roof on your house that's going to be the best roof you ever have. And I have dogs that follow me around going, roof, 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 all day long. And the others are going, bark, bark, bark. All of this is it. You get the idea. And number two, I was just demonstrating it. Have some passion. Have some passion. If you don't believe in what you're doing, how do you expect me to? I have a friend. His name's Kent Hansen. Years ago, Kent was the number one Toyota salesman in Irving, Texas. Irving, Texas is just right outside of Dallas. There's a big, if you ever go through Dallas and you're on the way to the airport, you'll pass Irving Toyota. It's like 5,000 acres of 8 million Toyotas. Okay. Kent was the number one salesman. I'll never forget one day I was having lunch with him. I said, how did you become the number one salesman? He sat there for a minute and he said, gosh, I don't know. I said, wait a minute. What do you mean you don't know? He said, well, I really never thought about it that much. We're good friends. He said, all I know is this. Listen to the story. He said, all I know is this. I have a Toyota. I'm a single dad. My daughter Beth has a Toyota. I drive my Toyota to work. Beth drives her Toyota to school. I get to work in my Toyota. People walk in the showroom. I ask them which one they like. We get in it and ride around. While we're riding around, I tell them all about my Toyota and how much I like my Toyota and how much Beth likes her Toyota and how the car lasts forever, 300,000 or 400,000 miles, and all you need to do is change the oil, basically. And we come back and they buy one. I laughed. I said, Kent, you know what's funny? You don't sell Toyotas. You sell your belief in Toyotas. I hope you got it. He's not selling Toyotas and he's the number one Toyota salesman. He's selling his belief. What if he said, yeah, I sell Toyotas. I drive a Honda to work every day. Or I drive a Mercedes to work every day or a BMW. His believability factor is really important. So do you believe in what you're doing? You've got to communicate your message in such a way that if no one believes it, you might walk away and they might say, I just didn't need their product. But they should never say, I'm not really sure if they believe in what they're doing or not. When I had my hips replaced 7 years ago, I was talking to my physician. And I said, have you ever done this before? I didn't want to be his first experiment, you know. He said, I've done this many times. He said, I'm an expert in this. He said, you're going to be fine. I'm going to start on your right side. He said, we're going to do both of yours the same day. I had both hips replaced the same day in the same surgery. He said, we'll do the right side. He said, I'll do about a 12, 18-inch incision, take out your femur, cut it in half, put it in, he just explained the whole thing to me so fast. And he said, then we'll do the other side. And he said, I'm great at this. And he said, you're going to be fine. He said, Thursday you'll be in, go home, and Friday you'll be in rehab, and you'll be great. And I said, well, I wanted to go to Israel in about 4 weeks with my daughter, Rachel, and her son, and my son-in-law, Tim, her husband. He said, well, if you go to rehab for 4 weeks and you'll get up and walk around on the airplane every hour so you don't get blood clots, I'll let you do all that. I mean, it was like, here's what I felt like. I must be the most important patient he's ever had. He's explaining this to me. He's acting like, I can do this in my sleep. I didn't want him to do it in his sleep, but he acted like, and then I got to thinking, he's kind of arrogant about all this. And then I asked myself this question. Well, what did I want him to say? Well, I don't know if I can do this or not, but we're going to try. I'll tape your fingers together. Good luck. I got my degree from Walmart. Let's see how it all works out. Good luck. No, I wanted him to have some confidence. I'm not talking about arrogance, but I want him to have some confidence. Did he believe in what he was doing? He sure did. You got to believe in what you're doing. You have to believe that if something needs to be fixed here, maybe it's me. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm not working correctly. If I'm a D, I may be coming across too strong. If I'm an I, maybe I need a script or some way to keep myself on track. If I'm an S, maybe I need to show a little more confidence in what I'm talking. If I'm a C, C's you don't mean to, you come across with too much detail. You want to explain the history of the world, and all they wanted to do was get their sink fixed. All you need to do if you're a C is make sure you're covering the big idea and the main details, but you don't need to create problems for yourself by going into too much detail. Or, I love you, C's, you don't come across warm. You come across task-oriented. Yes, I'm here to fix your roof. I know how to fix roofs. Your roof has a leak. I will find it and fix it. Well, that may be okay if you're talking to a D or a C, but if you're talking to an I or an S, hi, my name is, I just want you to know, to start with, I want you to tell me what you think's going on here so I can get to know you and find out what's the best way to do this in a way that will make you really satisfied with my work. See, that's a whole different approach. And by the way, if you just remember, there's only two approaches to approach anything. The left side's task and the right side's people. Those are your two key points. The right side, hey, how are you doing? Good to see you. I'm so glad to talk to you today. The left side. Now, let's talk about exactly what it is you need done. Help me understand. By the way, those are three of the most important words you'll ever learn. I shared them last week. Help me understand. Don't say, well, what do you want me to do here? Or what's wrong? You just call me and I show up. What's wrong? Well, I've got a roof leak. Well, I can fix it. Versus, well, now help me understand exactly what's going on here. See, when you communicate, help me understand, you're posturing yourself as their server, as their servant, as their helper. Watch this. I'm talking to my wife, April. Hey, sweetie, help me understand what it is that you need to do in the kitchen here. Does that sound any different than, do you want me to do the dishes? Help me understand, this happens to me every, I love to do dishes. Okay, it relaxes me. It doesn't require a lot of brain power. I like to do dishes. Okay, so I'm washing the dishes. Y'all, this happens all the time. I'll get all the dishes washed. I'll get everything clean and put up. And then I look back on the table and there's five more dishes that didn't get washed because they didn't get moved from the table to the sink. So here's what I've learned to say. Help me understand what all needs to get washed. I'm telling you, if you don't learn those three words, you're cutting off your nose to spite your face. When you say to someone, help me understand what it is that you want me to do here. Help me understand what you think is the problem. Help me understand what you think is the solution. My car had a leak in the roof. Y'all, we tried everything to get that fixed. We tried everything. Finally, after I tried everything that I knew that was basic, like a windshield, maybe the windshield had a leak, maybe the luggage rack on top was on wrong. I tried everything. I took it to a friend of mine. He's the best car mechanic. I mean, he repairs cars. So I went to him, and here's how I started. I said, listen, I've tried my best to fix this, and I just can't. So I'm going to leave it with you. I want you to help me understand what is going on here. I leave it with you. You're the best in the world at, I know that you can take a car that's been torn up and you can fix it. I said, I don't know what's going on here, but I can't live with a car every time it rains. There's an inch of water in the floorboard and I don't know where it's coming from. Y'all, I left the car with him for a week. He had to take the headliner out. He said, this was the hardest job I ever did in my whole life, but I knew I couldn't let you down. Wait a minute. I just want you to fix the headliner. I want you to fix the car so it doesn't leak. That's not what his motivation was. His motivation was, I don't want to let you down. Why? Because I communicated on the right side. You're the best in the world at this. And I think he is. That's why I take it by any time there's car damage to him. So the right side's the relationship. You might need to remember. In one of my clients that I coach, here's what I came up with. You ready? Y'all want to know the secret to life? I'm going to give you the secret to life right now. You want to write this down. It's called The Secret to Life. I'm 75 years old. I have 5 college degrees. I've been on 6 continents. I have a World Series ring from the Arizona Diamondbacks from helping them win the World Series. Okay, here's the secret to life. Are you ready? Be good to people and get things done. Be good to people. That's the right side. And get things done. That's the left side. Now, I have been corrected by a guy I coach. I coach a guy who's retired military. He is retired Army Ranger trainer. Not an Army Ranger, an Army Ranger trainer. He has a huge company that provides cybersecurity for the United States government. He has 100 employees. I coach him. Not too long ago, he said, Dr. Ohm, I need to correct you. I said, about what? He said, the secret to life. He said, you taught me it's be good to people and get things done. He said, I don't think that's right. I said, well, then what is it? He said, be good to people and get things done and be good to people. I started laughing. I said, that is so cool. You see what he did? He started and finished with people. So either one's okay with me. Be good to people and get things done. Get your job done. Do what you say you'll do. Show up early, stay late, whatever it is you need to do, and be good to people. Because the right side is 65% of the general population. The left side's 35%. The left side, the right side's twice as important as the left side. I'm glad you get the job done. But I love what Walt Disney said, and many of you have heard this. Walt Disney said, nobody will ever remember what they did at Disneyland or Disney World, but they'll never forget how we made them feel. Let me ask you a question. If you have a problem with someone in your life, I know what it is. Is they didn't make you feel very good. They hurt your feelings. They hurt the relationship. They hurt the teamwork, the camaraderie, the collegiality, whatever. There are some people I know who are experts at what they do, and I don't want to do business with them because they're so difficult to deal with. Learn how to be a good person. A good person, somebody who can have all 4 of the DISC qualities. I'm going to give you 4 R words. These 4 R words ought to involve everything that you do. D's like results. If you're not getting any results in what you do, D's are not very happy. I's like recognition. Thank you so much. I love your truck. I love your truck. It's just such a beautiful truck. Man, where'd you get that hat? That was a cool hat. Y'all know how much business I get by wearing this hat? Yeah, what is your hat all about? Well, let me tell you. See that exclamation point? That stands for people who are dominant. They like to get results. The I type, you see that? That's the star. They like recognition. The third type's the S type. That's the plus and the minus sign. They like relationships. That's the R word for the S type, relationships. How's your family? How are you feeling today? The C type's the cautious type. There's the question mark. Well, why are we doing this again now? What is this all about? Are we getting ready to be evaluated? And my company's Personality Insights, and we teach people how to work together with others to build better teams and have better relationships. And then they look at me and say, "When can you come?" Because those are the four areas of life. The D likes results, the I likes recognition, the S likes relationships, and the C, I'm going to give you two R words. Here's a new bonus. I love whenever Sherry Pierce is in the audience, I always think, come up with something new, because Sherry's always looking for something new. The R word we've always used is the word right. C's like to do things right. Somebody the other day said, what about this? A reason for doing things right. Woo! I wrote that down and I teach it. I was the teacher. Somebody said, I'm a C. I like to be right, but I like a reason for being right. So now all of the C's just got a bonus R, a reason for being right. By the way, Sherry was the one that challenged me. One day I was speaking. I said, if D's were a substance, they would be sandpaper. Now, I love you, D's, but here's what I want you to know. Sandpaper's pretty rough. You can use it and it'll do a great job, but you can't use it for everything. I don't brush my teeth with sandpaper. I don't wash my car with sandpaper. I soften wood. I get all the splinters out with sandpaper. I can't use my D-ness for everything. I can't use sandpaper. The eyes would be confetti. Woohoo! You've been in parades. Sherry was the one that came up to me after I finished and she said, well, you said D's were sandpaper. What would the other three be? And I said, I'll have to get back to you on that. Here's what I had to do. I had to think about it and I had to ask a few people to kick around some ideas. We finally came up. Eyes are confetti. When do we use confetti? National championships. National basketball, Super Bowl, World Series, parades, ticker tape parades. You can see all of the confetti. That's what in the world, a celebration. That's exciting. That's fun. The S's would be water. What does water go with? Answer, everything. What do you bathe in? Water. What do you drink to refresh yourself? Water. What did God make most on the earth? Water. Why? We need water. Towns and cities were always built by what? Water. Why? Because you have to have water to live. And C's, this was a hard one for me. I had to ask a few to make sure I wasn't offending anybody, because y'all know I wouldn't ever offend anybody. The C types would be a dictionary. Well, what is a dictionary? It tells you what's correct. It shows you how to pronounce the word. It shows you how to spell it correctly, which used to drive me crazy when I was in high school and I didn't know how to spell a word. And the teacher would say, look it up in the dictionary. Well, I don't know how to spell it. How am I supposed to find out how to spell it? I don't even know how to spell it. I'm not even sure what the first word letter is. Phase. I had to look up the word phase. I guess that starts with an F. It wasn't in there anywhere. Turns out it starts with a P. Well, that was a trick question. So y'all get the idea. Howard, I'm just warming up. I haven't gotten to the six P's yet. How much
I
longer do we?
know. We're almost out of time there, boss. I tell you what, let's do this. I'm gonna share the opportunity with everybody, and then you can close us out, and they can stay as long as they want to stay with you. How about that?
Well, believe it or not, I have a schedule of other things I've got to do. Here's what I think we ought to do, Howard. This is such a great group. And I believe you and I have already talked about that. I would love to walk them through all six of these
This
P's.
is what, yeah, this is what we're gonna do. Let me share with you and everybody else what we're gonna do, okay? And then we'll take it from there, depending on how much time you have, okay? You ready? Okay, here we go. All right, I'm gonna need a yes and a yes again. It's not the one I need. Ugh.
While Howard's getting himself organized, let me just say this. Howard and I went over all this yesterday, and between
You
yesterday and
didn't write
today,
anything down, did you?
well, I got excited about talking to this group this morning, and I tried to give them a whole lot more than I was going to cover in the six P's because I thought, which are two of the most dangerous words anybody can ever say, that we were going to cover the six P's in the program we were going to
We
offer.
are. We are. Let me share about the program with everybody. Okay. All right.
Right.
So Dr. Rome said a very important word at the beginning of this, and that is apprentice. Apprentice. I think by today, if this is your first time here in Dr. Rome, hopefully it's not. Many of you have been around for a long time. You're at the conference. We've been, Dr. Rome received the Inner Circle Hall of Fame Award because for the last decade, he's been bringing so much value to us. And you can see the experience he has. He's a master communicator, master storyteller. And I want you to experience more of Dr. Rome. I want you to learn from him. I want you to be his apprentice. And I want to teach you. So we're going to do a course. It's a 12-week course, 12-part course. It'll be recorded. We'll do the video, the audio, the transcript, the whole nine yards like we normally do. And it's going to be 12 weeks. I'll tell you when it's going to be here in just a minute. But Dr. Rome, write this down. In the course, each of the six sessions you do, you're going to focus on each one of these six, okay? Like you're going to do a
Correct.
whole session on prepare, you do a whole session on plan, you do a whole session on practice, you're going to do a whole session on personalize, you're going to do a whole session on present, you're going to do a whole session on persuade, okay? And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach over that 12 weeks, my 6 parts. We're each going to do 6 parts, 12 weeks, 12 sessions total. Is I'm going to walk you through the following 4 modules. Okay. Number one, what do the best presenters have in common? I have been blessed to be with John Maxwell, Zig Ziglar, Brian Tracy, Darren Hardy, Michael Gerber, I mean, Dr. Rome. So you're going to learn how to gain rapport with an audience immediately, how to keep them interested, how to manage your nerves if you do get nervous, and if you get on off track, how to stay on track and get back on track if you get off track. Session two, is how to plan and prepare for your presentation. Now, each one of these topics might take more than one session. So Dr. Rome's on for six. I'm on for six. We'll answer any question that you have. Session two, how to plan and prepare for your presentation. The three words that have helped me the most in presenting, what you need to know about your audience. In fact, I was working on trying to, I'm kind of trying to cram here because I got two appointments and then I got to get to the airport. And the group that I'm speaking to in Florida, that I was working on some stuff for that group. Some last minute stuff. My presentation is already sent over there. That's all done, but this is just extra collateral I wanted to have with me. Anyway, how to create an effective outline. I'm going to teach you the top frameworks that I use most often when I speak. What you need to know about the venue that you're going to speak at, the schedule. We're not going to have a networking lunch. This is a screenshot from the course that I did. Everybody that went through the course was a small group. They loved it. Number three, how to inspire your audience for maximum impact. I'm going to share with you what to wear and why. Denise and I are going on an appointment today. She said, "What are you wearing?" I told her what I'm wearing. I told her why I'm wearing that because, again, everything matters. Let me ask you guys a question. You think that Dr. Rome knows how to tell a story? Would you like to be able to tell a great story from the front of the room? Yes. I'm going to show you how to own the room and avoid issues before they arise, and how to deal with issues when they do arise. Interruptions, somebody talking, AV issues, the power goes out, you forget your notes, or something happens to your notes, or your computer doesn't work, or whatever. I will walk you through those issues. And then AV, what to use, how to use it, why to use it. And then the last piece of it is how to create a compelling call to action. Listen, even if you're not selling something, you're calling people to action. You're calling them to change. So how to create the right offer for that particular group, how to manage your product table. If you have books or products or demonstration materials, it's very important. And then how to follow up with the audience members for more impact after the event. This is one of Dr. Rome's favorites right here. He touts himself as the most invited back speaker in the world. And I bet that that's true. And then how to debrief an event to create future phenomenal events. You know what's strange is every conference we have, what do we say? What does everybody say? Best conference ever. It's not that we forgot what happened last time. It's that we learned and learned and learned, and we just keep, creating the same formula. Okay. And we get better every time. That's how we can have the greatest conference ever every quarter. Okay. Now, this course to be the apprentice for Dr. Robert Rome and I, Dr. Rome, what we should probably do is we should probably have a contest during this 12 weeks and select a winner to be your apprentice or my apprentice. You know, the apprentice. I'm
That'd be
watching those,
fun.
yeah, I'm watching those reruns right now. I've watched four seasons so far. Anyway, so scan this QR code or click the link in the chat. And my team's going to put this link in here. It's $9.97 for the course. You're going to be able to ask us any question that you want. If you need a payment plan, you can do payment plans for 300 and I think it's 365 or something like that. So for $365, you're going to be able to be mentored, be our apprentice for 12 weeks, and learn how to become a phenomenal presenter so that you can communicate your message, get it across right, and do it with confidence. Now, let me check the dates here. We're going to start here soon. We're going to target to start Friday, April 25th. We're going to do it at 9 a.m. Central on Fridays, every Friday for 12 weeks. The days that Dr. Rome is not available, I'll be on there. The days that I'm not available, he'll be on there. So we'll create the schedule so that one of us or both of us can be on live. So that's going to run from April 25th, all the way through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Really, all the way up to the summer retreat. Like between then and the summer retreat, all the way through July. I mean, what a way to spend your summer, to invest your summers on becoming a better presenter. If you have a staff meeting, you got to present. If you have a prospect or a client, you got to present. And listen, this will be the best investment you ever made. Now, one other thing I want to share with you, and that is this. I need three people, preferably four, to step up. And we're trying to close out. I am producing a book called Phenomenal Business Success. It's a co-author opportunity. We have seven people already. And when you co-author this book with me, when you participate in this, you're going to get the program with me and Dr. Rome for free. $997 for free. Okay? Because I want you to be a phenomenal presenter if you're going to be in this book with me, and we're going to be marketing this book everywhere. And I got some big news yesterday. Dr. Robert Rome has agreed to do the foreword to this book. So you're going to be the co-author with Dr. Rome and I. Dr. Rome has written 20 books. I've published 13. And we're going to give you the link for this in just a second. I need three people to step up. They got a nice payment plan for you. You're going to get the course with Dr. Rome and I absolutely free. I just need three of you to step up and to make this project, get this project done. The reason that I want to get it done right now, we need to get it done right now, is because you're going to be guaranteed to be a best-selling author. You'll be able to put next to your name, best-selling author from now on. Okay? I don't care where you go, locally, to the Chamber of Commerce, to the BNI, to speaking at one of your events or trade show at a conference or something like that. Whatever you do, wherever you go, you're going to A, be able to present yourself as a bona fide best-selling author. It's guaranteed. And you'll also have a phenomenal marketing tool. So ultimately, I'd like to have about 12 of us involved in this. All you have to do is write a chapter, and guess what? We're going to write the chapter for you. Now, everybody who steps up and does this today, because I know some of you have been thinking about this, first of all, you're going to get the program with Dr. Robert Rome and I for free. That's a $1,000 value. He's doing the forward, so you're going to be a co-author with both of us. Here's what I'm going to do for everybody who's a co-author. Okay, you ready? I'm going to do a full-day strategy session with you. Destin, Houston, wherever I am, you come to me, and I'm going to work with you to make sure that your message is clear, that you have a marketing strategy on how to leverage this book to build your business. I've done it. I've been there. Done it over and over and over and over again. So I just need four people minimum to step up with me. Just make a small deposit. You're going to get basically $11,000 of extra value. And you're going to get part of this program. When you click the link, you'll see you're going to get an award in Beverly Hills at the Beverly Hills Hotel in September. You're going to get the Quilly Award, and you're going to get a little thing that looks like an Oscar. It's going to sit on your shelf, and people are going to say, "What is that?" That's my Quilly Award. And so there's a lot more value to this project than just being a co-author. So we need to get this done. We need to get this project behind us So go ahead, and I think my team has put the link for that in there. If this is not the right fit for you, then just do the presenter program with us. Let's see here. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna do and those of you who have already stepped up as co-authors, I'm gonna do a full day strategy session with you. You know, I charge $10,000 a day for coaching, for consulting. So I got a name for this offer. Okay, this is a wow package. $11,000 of extra value, and I'm gonna give it a name. It's called the Sam Wow. You ever seen the commercials for the chamois, Sham Wow, you know, the chamois your car? Okay, this is the Sam Wow. The reason this is Sam Wow is because you're gonna be a speaker, you're gonna be a best-selling author, and I'm gonna teach you how to be a phenomenal marketer with a best-selling book. Yes, or yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So listen, they got a phenomenal payment plan. Just click the link. You can pay for it every month. You can meet with me. I'll teach you how to get your money back. Okay, listen. Do y'all realize that I sold 11,000 dollars worth of books the other day? I'm gonna teach you how to do that. I'm going to teach you how to go into a group and use that book, whether you give it away or whether you sell it, to leverage your business. This is to leverage your business. This is to build your plumbing business. The Babs are in, credit card processing. Sherry's in, Jim McDonough's in, Nathan's in. Who else do I have? Anyway, we've got seven people in. And well, am I getting April 18th, April 18th, April 18th, because that's when we start, right?
Yes, that's correct. For the how to present, how to become a phenomenal presenter. It's
Yes.
So it's
18th,
not the
not the 25th.
25th, it's the
Yes.
18th versus the 25th.
Yes, that is
Oh.
correct. Okay.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That's Good Friday. We're not doing that. So we're going to start the 25th. I'm sorry. You know what it's like to work with me?
Interesting. Fun.
Yes.
Never a dull moment.
Yeah. The Hallises are in. Okay. Let's see. Who else is in? Do you want to just, whether you've done it yet or not, you want to just tell us that you're in?
I'm in. I can't get on.
Okay. All right. Anita's in. And you're probably going to do that chapter with, well, I don't know how you guys are going to do it, but Liz might be involved with you on that. Anyway, I just need three more people to get this done, get behind us. And oh, yeah, Deanna's in. And let's see. Elise, everything's on the form. And I'll go over it with you too. I'd love to have you. I know that you do everything with me. Thank you for that. And Michael, Sarah's in. So looks like we got enough to get the project done, finished. We can move on to other things. Last thing is, and I know this is a lot today, but listen. Co-author program, you get the presenter program for free. You get a full day with me, Destin or Houston, wherever I'm at. Maybe I'm traveling and I'm speaking at an event and you want to see behind the scenes and you want to meet me somewhere where I'm speaking. That's great. Okay. 12 weeks with Dr. Robert Rome and myself, full day with me. You're going to be a best-selling author, guaranteed. And we're going to go to the Beverly Hills Hilton. And we're going to take pictures and we're going to accept our Quilly Award. Congratulations. I think we got everybody that we need to. Now, last thing, if you want to really take your speaking to the next level, Dr. Rome has a speaker's boot camp What date is it, Dr. Rom?
May 5th, 6th, and 7th is coming up here in the Atlanta, Georgia area. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, May 5th, 6th, and 7th. It's one of the best things you could ever do because it's total experience from the time you walk in the door till the time you leave. Monday, you have a D, an I, an S, and a C presenter. They show you how to present. These are expert seasoned speakers. On Monday, all of them present. They do their training, their teaching, and they show you how it's done. Then on Tuesday, you stand up and present, and the judges, think American Idol, the judges evaluate you in front of everyone, and it's always very positive. It's always very edifying. No one gets embarrassed. No one sits there and cries. We can only have 10 people though, because it's so intense and so time consuming. Now think about this. You have 10 presenters, then you have a D, an I, an S, and a C judge to evaluate each of the presenters. That's 50 presentations on Tuesday, 10 by the presenters and 40 by the judges that help coach you. Then you do that same thing again on Wednesday after you work on your new and improved method. I take everybody out to eat on Tuesday and Wednesday to Chick-fil-A right there. We have a great time together. I love Chick-fil-A. When I die, I want to be embalmed in chicken. But the fun time we'll have together, I can't emphasize this enough. We will have an awesome time together. You'll fly into Atlanta on Sunday, be there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, fly out Wednesday night. We have a great group. We only have a few spots left, but we do have a couple of spots. I'd love for you to be part of this. My wife, April, and I will both be there. We've got some great things planned for you, a few surprises. And that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, May 5th, 6th, and 7th. So if you can make that, it's a Howard, I guess you're going to explain the commitment and all that. Do you
Yeah.
want me to?
So, well, listen, just listen. If you're interested in Speakers Boot Camp, I know we're over time. This is a lot. If you're new, relax. Okay. If you're new to Inner Circle, just follow your program. These extra programs are really for those who have been around for a while, want to go to the extra step and all that. So, just go to personalityinsights.com. Personality-insights.com and then search Speakers Boot Camp. You can find out more about that or just message the office and we'll get you in touch, okay? But Dr. Rome and I are going to be doing this 12-week program with you, and our co-author program is underway, so that's good. And if you want a little extra time with Dr. Rome, then do the Speakers Boot Camp, okay? All right, let me say hello to the girls. Y'all had a little bit of a tough time getting home, didn't you?
Yes, we did, but it was an interesting experience. You know, they say it's either a good time or a really good story. I think we had a good story.
Ah, so y'all got a good story, huh?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Well, how about this? What was your biggest takeaway from the conference? And Esther May, as a 17-year-old, what impact did the conference have on you?
So one of my favorite things is that you always have people sharing. Nobody gets left behind, you know, in the cracks or anything like that. Everybody has to talk and share something together.
That's great.
And that's
Yeah.
why it's good that it's in person, of course.
Absolutely. Yeah. Nothing better than a group of people sharing. Sarah?
Yeah, I love that we're interacting with people in the community. But what I loved this time, we're really, after hearing Dr. Rome, I felt like everyone at the restaurants and our interactions, we were thinking more about personality types and how to meet other people's needs and how can I love on them in a way that's going to minister to them and not just be the way I would want to have that done.
Yes, and of course, the best question, help me understand.
Yes, I love it. Well, thank you for what you guys are doing for our youth and phenomenal youth. I love you. Thank you for everything. Last thing, let's see, Joe, JOMX. Can I get more information on the co-author book? Team, can you put in one more time the link for that? And Joe, you can also send us an email to support@howardpartridge.com. I'll be glad to answer any questions that you have. Okay. Thanks, everybody. We love you. Sorry I went a little bit long today, but we had the man himself, Dr. Robert Rollman. It was fabulous. We'll see you next week. Take care.